Hi, welcome back to the Climb Your Mountain email series, day 3. Today we set out along the trail, but first we have to look at your backpack, your mental backpack. Yesterday you looked closely at your mental gear, your stressors, the roles and beliefs that are connected to them, and maybe even their cause. When all went well, you now know which of your stressors, roles and beliefs you will let go of. Maybe you'll return to their rightful owner, or keep as you continue on your journey through life and start creating a more balanced one. A more balanced life that has a more balanced, more comfortable mental backpack. Now maybe looking at your backpack, at your mental backpack yesterday, gave you some realizations, some insight, maybe even some surprises or shocks, and hopefully some lessons as well. And as you packed a more balanced mental backpack, what things, what roles and beliefs did you return to the rightful owner? Which ones did you discard? And what did you put back in your backpack? Now, I'm not saying it's easy, because if simply letting go of your most important stressors, your most important roles and beliefs were easy, you would have done that a long time ago. In many ways, they have made you the person you are today. They are part of who you are. And letting go of them, therefore, is, in a sense, letting go of part of yourself. Now, of course, letting go of parts of yourself is not easy. That's why it's important to honor those parts you are letting go of. After all, though they may no longer serve you, there was and still is good in them. Some of your best character traits and skills, and likely more, you have because of them. Now, I have created a ritual that is designed to do just that, to let go of them as you honor them. And you can do the ritual once to honor and let go of all the parts that you are letting go of in the same instance, or you can perform the ritual for each individual part you are leaving behind. It's up to you. As we set out along the trail, there will be ample time for you to perform this ritual. We will be going up mountains. There will be beautiful views. There will be times that when it's really hard, when you can do nothing but make sure that you put one foot in front of the other. And there are times when the trail is nice and sloping and you get to look around you. As you are moving along the trail, either today or along the trail in the next couple of days, start looking for a place where you can perform your ritual. A place that honors that part of you that you will be leaving behind. Now, what is that ritual that I speak of? It has three components, three steps. The first one is the rock. The second one is Ho'oponopono. And the last one is the sacred ruin. So let me take you through them. First, the rock. Now, I've called this step the rock, but it could be any object or objects that represent the part of you or the parts of you that you want to leave behind. Like I say, it can be any object as long as it is meaningful to you. When on an actual mountain hike, I like to suggest that people pick up a rock. They then often pick a rock that is not just a representation, but also has, quite literally, the weight of what they want to let go of. Since we're not hiking mountains together, possibly alternative objects are something like a leaf, a flower, a pebble, a twig, a piece of paper even with written on it the part that you are letting go of, something like that. It is a way of honoring and letting go of the old. In the mountains, I would ask you to bring the object or objects with you on the hike until you're ready to let go of it and actually leave it by the trail side. Since we're not actually hiking together, find an object that represents what it is that you want to let go of, and next time you go for a walk, find a place to let go of this object, to honor that part of you that you are letting go of. Then step 2, Ho'oponopono. When you're ready to leave your chosen object or objects behind, find a place to do so. And as you let go of those parts, as you dispose of the objects, honor those parts by performing what is known as Ho'oponopono. Ho'oponopono is an ancient Hawaiian ritual of forgiveness that has been used for centuries to correct, restore, and maintain good relationships. The word Ho'oponopono means, among other things, to put to rights. And the ultimate goal of the ritual is not to hold fast to faults or to the past, but to instead acknowledge feelings, to confess, repent, and forgive transgressions of others and of ourselves. As you release the part or parts you want to let go of, go through the following four steps. Step one is repentance. I'm sorry. Everything happens in our minds. We attach meaning to things and feelings. We hang on to them long after others have let go of them, have moved on. We are responsible for the stressors, the roles, and beliefs we take on, even when they no longer serve us and perhaps never have. So when you are ready to let go, when you are ready to dispose of the object that represents what you are willing to let go of, what you are ready to let go of, say, I'm sorry. Even better would be something along the lines of, I realize I'm responsible for taking on, insert whatever it is that you have taken on, in my life, and I am incredibly sorry that something within me caused me to do this. Then move on to step two, which is ask for forgiveness. Say, please forgive me. Don't worry about who you're asking. Just ask, please forgive me. Say it over and over. Mean it. Remember your remorse from step one as you ask to be forgiven. Step three is gratitude. Thank you. Say thank you. Again, it doesn't really matter who or what you're thanking. Thank yourself. Thank the part that you're letting go of for all it has brought and taught you. Thank yourself for taking in those lessons. Thank yourself for being able to let go. Thank yourself for being the best you can be. Thank God. Thank the universe. Thank whatever it is that just forgave you. Just keep saying thank you. And finally, the fourth step, which can also be the first step. Say, I love you. Say it to your body, your mind, your spirit, the universe. Say, I love you to the air you breathe, to the house that shelters you, to the sun that warms you. Say, I love you to your challenges. Say it over and over again. Mean it, feel it, and there's nothing as powerful as love. When you come through the fourth step of your ritual, that's when you let go of the object that you have chosen to represent that part of you that you are letting go of. Now you can give it an honored space somewhere along the trail. You can throw it off a cliff. It doesn't really matter as long as you feel that you are honoring that part of you that you are letting go of. And then move on to step three. Sacred ruins. As I mentioned before, there is good in the part or parts you are letting go of. They contributed to making you the person you are today. Just think about the qualities, the characteristics, the skills and more that make up you that you wouldn't have if it weren't for the part or parts you're letting go of. Perhaps you gain strength and resilience because of them. Or maybe you are incredibly patient because of them. Maybe you're particularly good at certain things because you had to develop specific skills to be able to perform well in your career. The good that is in the part or parts of you that you're letting go of is unique to you and your situation. Only you can determine what the valuable lessons, the characteristics, qualities, traits, skills, etc. are that you will take with you as you continue on your life's journey. It's important to remember these good things, these valuable things too, and not leave them behind by the trail side as you leave everything else. This is why I'm asking you to pick another, perhaps smaller object that represents the good you take with you as a sacred ruin. Just like in step one, when you picked an object to let go of, this can be any object, as long as it represents in a meaningful way all that is good that came with the part or parts you were leaving behind. To give you an example of one of my sacred ruins, it is a small, beautiful and smooth stone I found on the beach. Find a quiet space and take time to very consciously instill your object with all that good stuff and make of that perhaps ordinary object you've chosen a sacred ruin. A sacred ruin is not to be discarded lightly, but rather to be given a place of honor where you will regularly see it, where you will be reminded of all the good it holds. As we come to the end of this third day, the day that we have set out on the trail, these are today's assignments. Decide what you want to release. Find a object that represents what it is that you want to release. And then perform your release ritual. And find a sacred ruin that represents all the good that was held in whatever it is that you're leaving behind. And give it a place of honor. We'll meet again tomorrow. Until then. Bye.